dispatches. True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Oh, man. All right. Mic check, fool.
Mic check. We've not even turned the mics off.
So no, but I have to turn this thing off.
Oh.
The actual program. I have to exit out of it completely.
Okay.
And then redo it to make sure that everything is,
I gotcha,
is good to go.
Okay. I gotcha.
Good morning. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 92 of Within the Trenches. I'm currently in the podcast zone of the Colorado Convention Center for the 2015 National NENA Conference. This episode is sponsored by Agency 360 in Digital and NENA. Now, I have a special guest today, a guest that's been on the show before, but this time he deserves a little entrance music, like a wrestler. So I'm going to play that right now because this is what he deserves, and then I'll say his name as it starts. Oh, wow. Real American. Yes. And joining me today is Rob Big Mac McMullen, guest show regular and newly elected second VP-ness. The second VP of NENA. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's fantastic to be back again on another episode this week.
That's right, man. Oh, man, I can see you coming to the ring and just jamming out with your red and yellowness. That's right. You guys can't see this, but he's doing the Hulk Hogan, and he's throwing his, listening from ear to ear and everything. You got to do the one football thing, where he throws his arm out. Oh. Oh, there it is. Oh, man, this is going to be the best.
What you going to do, brother?
What you going to do? Oh, man, that was perfect.
That was awesome.
I can't wait to replay that one.
That was not the intro music I was expecting.
What did you think? What were you thinking that I was going to play?
I figured it was going to be Undertaker or...
It's not as epic. I mean, no. His music is good,
yeah,
but...
I didn't know. That was awesome.
So we were going to do this episode yesterday, actually.
Yep.
And I ended up having to go upstairs for something.
What is going on? They have the most freaking fire drills in this place. Anywhere.
This is awesome. Okay, so I'm pretty sure you can hear this in the background. I hope that's coming over.
This happened on like Sunday. It happened like Monday. It's like every freaking day.
That's awesome. So does that mean that we have to leave right now?
No, they want you to stay still. So they want you to burn your ass up. No worries.
This is like the voice on Total Recall or something.
Yes,
when they're telling
exactly.
you to chill out, yeah. or the Running Man.
It's okay. You're not going to die.
Yeah. If lava comes in, just kneel over and put your head between your legs and it'll go right over you like nothing, exactly. Like on South Park. Exactly. So, yeah, for what we were saying, there's currently a fire alarm going off right now, and there's an automated voice telling everybody to stay calm and chill
and stand by.
Yeah. Yeah, which is fitting because, you know, we're all in public safety, so we know what standing by is.
Yeah.
Or stand by one.
Stand by.
Good Lord. This is funny that this would go off while we're doing this.
This is.
On this epic episode,
yes.
92. So, what we were saying earlier was that we were going to do this episode yesterday, and then I had to go upstairs to the expo hall and figure some stuff out at the booth, so we didn't get a chance to. But we'd been talking, or I'd been telling Rob about this music this whole time. I was like, dude, I've got the perfect entrance music for you for when we start this to announce the fact that you got this, you were newly elected for the second VP for NENA. Now, it's not official yet. Well, later on tonight, Wednesday, I'll be sworn in. Yeah,
it's official now. It was official as of
Sunday, right? Or Monday or something.
The results were announced on Sunday. and they had until Monday at noon if there was anybody going to contest any of the elections. Mm-hmm. And nobody did that. So then they officially announced it yesterday morning at the opening ceremony.
So, nice.
Yeah. So then I will be sworn in tonight.
Are you going to be wearing a suit?
I will be wearing a suit.
Are you going to look like the Penguin?
No, I'll be looking more like Kingpin because my snaps. Suit is like a light tan.
Dude, you're going to have that, like one of those Godfather hats and a cane and shit. Are you going to have a goblet that says Nina on it? A Nina goblet?
Yes. Yes, I will have a Nina goblet.
With a bushel of grapes and such that you'll be eating.
Yes, they're going to throw grapes.
There'll be people fanning you and stuff. Yes,
pretty much.
Man.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome. So then how long does that ceremony end? How long does it last?
It starts at 5 and it goes till 8, but that's like the, there's some awards and just like the whole closing ceremony and everything else. So I don't
know. Do you stay for the whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's pretty awesome, man, that you're going to be there doing that because, you know, you're representing a good cause. And then in a couple of years, you're going to be the big cheese, right?
Yeah. Next year, I'll move up to the first vice president while I'm in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Or in Indianapolis to the conference. And then in San Antonio in 2017, I'll be sworn in as president. And then back in Nashville in 2018.
Are you going to cry, do you think?
I don't cry at stuff like that.
Yeah, you do. You will.
No, I won't.
You're going to be like, the struggle.
And then 2018, I'll be the past president. So then 2019, I'll be a has-been.
That sucks, dude.
But it's cool to me because I started my career in Nina back in 2003 in Indiana. Got involved and was started out as a regional vice president and worked my way up to a second vice and first vice and then president and then immediate past president. And I was treasurer for several years. And then I ran for national office and was a North Central region director and did that for 2 years and decided this year is going to run for next. And so I've started back, from the very bottom and got involved nationally, and now it's going to take it all the way to the top. I'll be the first Indiana president. And
dang, man.
The first Indiana officer, period. And so
that's pretty awesome, man.
Pretty cool.
You've come a long way.
I have.
I'm proud of you, guy.
I've worked my way up, fella. It's a lot of work, but I'm dedicated to the cause. I dedicated to public safety and 911 and Nina. It's a passion of mine, so it's cool.
You know, the funny thing is that I remember 2013, my first national conference, mm-hmm. and it was the first time that I ever did the podcast at the national level.
Yep.
That's when everything blew up from there. And I remember I was standing there as in the podcast zone as people were walking by, and you were one of the people that walked by. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember if I said something to you or you gave me your card or something happened, but you had said, you pointed at me and you said, I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah.
We got plans. And then you just kept walking.
I never did.
And you never did, but.
Because that was the year I was actually, the first year I got was national.
Right.
I was sworn in as regional at that time.
Yeah, I was at that breakfast.
Yeah. And the time is whenever you, at these conferences, like when you're an officer, there is like little to no, I wish I would turn that son of a bitch off.
I know. There's like, the people who are listening to this are probably like, okay, I don't know if I can listen to this anymore.
They're like burning up. But the people that when you're an officer on the board or whatever with national, during these conferences, it's totally different than what you're at a state conference, because the state conference is all mellow and you hang out, at our state conference and hang out at the registration table or do this. Not here. We go from, I got in on Friday, had meetings all day on Saturday. I did the 5K Sunday morning. And then
I can't believe you got up that early, man.
Dude, I was up at 5 a.m.
Because we were out until like 1 or 1:30 just chilling.
Yeah, I know.
Just people watching.
Yeah, it was crazy. But you're just constantly go from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, and it's all day long. And then, into the evenings, and you get double booked on stuff, and it's entirely different. And you you're like, hey, I'd like to talk to you, or I want to talk to you later, but you just, you know, constantly looking at your phone. For now, you know, now we're constantly looking at our phones, and because we get all our calendar invites sent to us, and it's like, we got to be here, and you know, I've got a few minutes. I've got about 15 minutes before I have to get to the next place because we're on such a tight deadline, and we got rehearsals to do and everything else. So it's
nuts,
it's crazy,
man.
It is,
you
but
got
it's
a lot
good
of crap going on.
It's a good time. I wouldn't trade it for anything. This next year is going to be an adventure. It won't be too bad. There won't be too much traveling, but over the next couple of years, we're going to be. I'll be traveling everywhere.
It's going to be nuts.
Yep.
Well, when I was talking about that moment that you had said, you know, we're going to talk, I remember standing there thinking, that dude looks like he could be fun on an episode. And it's funny though. It took, what, it was a year or two?
It was
two?
A year
or two.
When you were at our Indiana conference.
Yeah.
It was like the first time I talked to you, and then it's like, and I was like very apprehensive. I didn't want to do it. And I was like, no,
really?
I'm not going to do it. I was like, no. Everyone's like, do one. It's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sound stupid. I hate the way my voice sounds on the radio anyway. It's like,
so the one that you and Terry did?
Yeah, that was the first
one. That was the first one?
Yeah, that was the first one.
And even up until that point, you were like, man, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't
about
want
this.
To do it. Yeah, I didn't want to do it. And they're like, oh, you got to do it. Come
what
on.
What a wuss.
I know it. Now it's like, I'm on like, all the time. So
that's right. Yeah, it's fun.
It's a good time. Anybody that, if you ever get to talk to Ricardo and he's had a podcast out there, man, you have to do it. You have to do the podcast because they are so much fun.
I like having fun, man. It's all, you know, just a big conversation. We just talk and.
And that's all it is. And who cares what people say? It's.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
They know what we're like. We know what dispatch people are like.
Telling stories and whatnot.
Dude, we had our session yesterday.
Yes, I was going to segue into that.
We've been pushing it. I have, and I know the within the trenches on the Twitter and the Facebook and all the interwebs and everything that we've been looking at, we've been pushing our session that we did yesterday, Day in the Life of Text 901.
Yes, and it was completely, it was not even what you would think. I mean, you hear us say a day in the life of Text 901, you're probably thinking, what is this going to be about? You know, probably think it's something serious, but well, I mean, in a sense, it was
serious.
It was serious, but we had fun with it.
Yeah, if you've listened to any of these podcasts, you know that when the two of us are together, there's probably not a whole lot of seriousness going on.
That's right. Especially if we're listening to 911 tapes.
Exactly. But in that session yesterday, it was a packed house. I think there was, I haven't heard it officially, but it was one of the bigger rooms. I think.
It was a bigger room. Somebody said that there was at least 40 people in there.
I'd say 40 to 50 people in there.
That's awesome.
In this kind of, we were at the 4 to 5 o'clock time slot. So we had the last one of the day.
Yeah.
It was.
And people, I saw them when they were walking in, they did look a little tired, you know, because it was a long day and stuff of classes and whatnot. But as soon as we started talking, and I think the fact that they saw us or heard you and I, well, the three of us, you know, and Mark just was busting up laughing before we even started.
Oh, yeah. We could hardly even start it. We were just laughing like little school kids.
That's right.
People were walking in. They're just kind of looking at us like, what the hell? What's going on?
Yeah, what are
here?
We doing
they
here?
Didn't know
is
what
this
to
an
do.
SNL skit? Or
yeah, exactly. So then we start talking, and it's like Mark was like, okay, so what do you guys expect to get out of this? And they said, whatever. He's like, good, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah, none of that shit is in this.
Exactly.
Is what he said.
And the description of the session's like, yeah, this is not the description that should be. So anyway.
Yeah, it was a very professional description. And in a sense, what we did is what was in the description, but
Not
exactly. yeah. So for those listening, what we did was Rob started it out. Well, actually, Mark started it out with the introduction and such. And did you notice that he called me Martinez again?
I did.
I think he just does it now.
Yes. Name like a baseball player.
Exactly. Yeah. That you know the story behind that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm pretty sure I already told it on the podcast already. But so he did the intro, and then Rob and I were sitting at a table with these mics, and which mine was a smaller mic. Like I had to lean down to get to it, and the gain wasn't up that much, so I had to speak a little louder, which was weird because it's a microphone and it's live. It should have been louder anyway. But so we're both on microphones, and then Rob had to say his portion of it. He was talking about how at his PSAP, Vigo County in Indiana, how they implemented texting and everything that they were doing. And well, talk a little bit about it really
just,
quick. So
just basically, you know, how we started it back in 2013, right after Thanksgiving in 2013, launching the outbound text. And then we launched inbound in March of 2014 as a beta for the in digital.
There it goes again.
And then we did the nation or the statewide launch in May of 14. So then just kind of going over my stats, how since January of this year, we've only received 86 inbound texts and 2,300 outbound texts. So not telling everybody, we just want everybody to know that it's not a huge deal. Nobody needs to worry about texting to 901. It's right, not going to blow up your center. And that's what it was. And then we segued, we were segued. Then we,
there was a segue.
Then there was a segue.
Transition.
Then we transitioned
there you go,
into talking about, okay, this is how, you know, we had live pulled text messages from Peace Apps or from Dialogues. Citizens into the Peace Apps. And, I got to be the part of the caller and Ricardo got to act the part of the dispatcher.
Yeah, which was fun.
And then Mark would go over at the end of it, kind of a recap of what it was.
Right.
So it was.
And Rob got to do voices.
I did.
For each one.
Yep.
We had to be a girl.
We had to act it out as the way it was. Either the person was, you know, batshit crazy or that they were having, you know, there is a female or they're all worked up or
yeah. So, and it turned out really good, man.
It was awesome. We had people were just dying laughing. Yeah. We zoomed through. We had an hour. We got it done in like 30 minutes. Yeah, Mark was like, you guys need to read those. So anyway, we're going to,
but it went good because, I'm glad we did go as fast as we did because the amount of questions,
yes.
By the time we got out of there, it was almost five.
Yeah, it was.
It took up that hour because our main part was 30 minutes and then it was like 30 minutes of questions.
And they were good questions, not stupid. Like, well, what's going to happen to this? It was, they were good questions. Good,
right.
Good questions that people brought up and it's like, oh yeah, you know, good to think about that. And it's stuff that, because it's so new and Indiana's so far ahead of the curve, with, you know, we are the only one that offers the outbound texting.
Right.
And, you know, people are questioning that and just how it does and the inbound, how we use it so much and everybody's, you know, I think the state averages about 400 inbound a month.
Yeah. 300 to 400 inbound a month for the entire state. And then for the outbound, the text from 911, it's an average of 10,000 to 15,000 a month for the entire state. So it's crazy.
We're far ahead of everybody else. And you know, there's been some other big cities. It's like, oh, I've had it for a year and I've only received 3 inbound. It's like, well, we really pushed the heck out of it. And, and the state 911 board, you know, thanks to them, they've had a huge public education factor and really pushing it in concentrated markets and college universities. So it's
exactly.
It's a good time. We love it. My dispatchers use the text all the time. So
I think that's one of the biggest things that's keeping the numbers down that a lot of people don't realize. You know, some of them overlook the fact that a strong public education, you know, campaign can really do something. And I think that's why, you know, it works so well.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good time. We had a lot of good questions and if anybody has a state conference coming up, Ricardo and I are going to take our traveling road show. We want to get the word for text out because people, the one thing people need to know that don't be scared.
Right.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. That was the whole main point of this whole talk.
Yeah.
That and to show them exactly what they would deal with.
Yep.
Day calls, evening and night.
Overnight calls. And we get a lot of funny texts. I mean, because people are.
There was one about meth heads.
Yes. There was meth and crack heads and people that in fights and some lady was the nosy neighbor that was calling it on the paper delivery guy.
Right.
And and that was,
I believe that's the one. Okay. So we did this, we read that dialogue and that was the one that at the end, we actually got an applause for that text session that we read.
Cause I had to act as the female. On
yeah,
that
you
one.
Did. Yeah. Oh yeah, so, man.
And we got a lot of good, but it was a good time. Good session. Again, we want everybody to know that texting to 901 is not a, don't be scared of it. It's not a huge deal. It's a good time and it's a lifesaver to tell you the truth.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and go into the wrap up of this episode. It was a nice short, quick one. Cause I know you have to head out to another one.
Got to go rehearse for tonight's exercise and everything that's going on tonight.
Oh man, you got to do a dance and everything else.
No,
interpretive.
No, I got to negative.
Okay.
Know where I'm standing. And if I have to say anything. Anything
gotcha.
Like that, so.
Well, instead of ending with the music that I usually end with, and when we go into the wrap up of this, we're just going to go out with this song. So any of you who are listening to this episode, you can email the show. And that's going to be WTTpodcast@gmail.com.
Say your prayers. Eat your vitamins.
What you gonna do when Big Mac rings down on you?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You can find us on Twitter, and that's going to be at 901 Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/WithinTheTrenchesPodcast. And this episode will be available 24/7 on thejabberlug.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. And once again, we are sponsored by Agency 360 in Digital and Nina.
I don't think I pissed anybody off this time.
No, I don't think you did. Have a good one, everybody.